How's it going?
Good, I'm good. What is that noise in the background, Mr. Higgs?
That's my cat. I'm just letting him out now.
What's your cat's name?
He's called Cheeks.
Cheeks the cat.
Yeah.
Well, good on Cheeks. Well, hello to Cheeks and hello to Jonathan Higgs from Everything Everything. It's a perfect way to start an interview and you get a great insight to someone who's named their cat Cheeks. Does he or she have lovely cheeks?
He doesn't actually, but he's usually called Bahamut, but whenever people ask, I say Cheeks. My girlfriend knew this really sweet little boy called Bahamut, and the place she used to work, and then when she left there, she missed him so much she wanted to call our kitten after him.
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah, he's very cute. I know.
That is very nice. Well, we could talk about Cheeks all day, or we could talk about the fact that Ark, your second album, is feature album on Triple J. Congratulations. How has it changed your guys' lives?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, really, really cool. We're just so excited to get it out, to be honest. We've been sitting on it for so long. We've been writing it for so long. It's just such a relief to get it out. And it's really nice to share it with everybody, really, after all this time.
The song that we first heard and started playing the heck out of course, Cough Cough, a song which actually began as samples of you coughing.
It was, yeah. I was just talking to somebody and I said, I went, yeah, you know, replying. And then I thought, yeah, that's a cool little rhythm. And I quickly made a demo of it on my phone and then got some coughing samples out of nowhere, and there we have it.
Have you now, since then, started thinking about every reply you make to someone on the phone and maybe considering turning that into a song?
Well, I don't know. Just every now and again, you just hear like a nice rhythmic little thing happen in someone's speech, and then you just go, hey, that was cool. Even if it's coughing or whatever, sometimes it can really work.
Talking to Jonathan Higgs from Everything Everything, I was going to ask about the history of your band, but I saw that you guys just put up a photo on Facebook, which I think is from deep in your history. Can you tell us about this photo of you playing bass with a lovely centre part?
Oh, God. Yes, thank you very much for bringing that up. I was at home over Christmas and I found some old photos and took a picture of one. Next thing you know, it's online. But, it was my old band. We were called Cloaca, which is Latin, but don't look it up.
I know what it means. It's
do you?
The avian birds who only have one back passage, I believe. That's the cloaca.
That's right, yeah. We were learning about dinosaurs, and then we heard this thing, and it's like, cloaca, yeah, that's cool. That's definitely a cool thing. We'll call our band that.
That is a very good high school band thing. So dinosaurs had cloacas as well?
Yes, they did, yeah, as far as we knew. But we spelled it with a K because we thought that was cool as well.
What year are we talking about here, Jonathan?
Probably about 1996 or something. So I was like 12.
Great. That is great. And was there some of that trademark Everything Everything sound to Cloaca?
There probably was. I mean, we did make some recordings, so I can listen back to them, but there's definitely a healthy dose of what I do now in there, yeah.
Great. Well, how about, I mean, you know, the people talk about the crazy smart musical changes in your songs and the lyrics, but there's that falsetto, that high as heck falsetto. Where did that come from?
I mean, I was into Radiohead when I was growing up, and I wanted to sing like Tom York, and I just started singing high a lot, but then I found it was just easier to do it instead of singing properly in it sort of with my full voice, so I just kept doing it all the time and just kind of got out of control now.
you're forced up there every time. Is it troublesome live?
I worry about it, but I've never actually had a problem, I shouldn't worry about it.
Until the crowd start coughing at you every gig.
Well, yeah, exactly.
All right, let's have a listen to another great tune from Ark by Everything Everything. This is Kemosabe, I believe. Which I seem to remember from The Lone Ranger. Was Kemosabe a term in that?
Yeah, that's what he called Tonto. That's what Tonto called him. I think it means something like friend. Yeah.
Kemosabe on Triple J. That is Everything Everything. Jonathan Higgs, lead singer, keyboard player, guitarist, writer dude on the line. Man, that major to minor key change before the last chorus, that's some genius work there.
Thanks very much, sir.
It's one of those like 80s gear shift where you just sort of change.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Oh, definitely. We've always wanted to do those. Stand up for the key change, yeah.
Is there a special lighting cue during that part of the song?
I think there was, but when we saw Muse's light show, we just gave up.
You guys toured with Muse last year. They that. I mean, no matter what people think of Muse, you've got to say, like, you know, it's at least alive on stage, a very, very inventive band. What kind of stuff?
Yeah.
What tips did you pick up?
It was a lesson in humility. It was just like, we go on with our little light show. We're like, yeah, here we are. We're a band. And then they come on and it's just like a nuke's going off and there's just flashing lights everywhere and laser beams and smoke and pyrotechnics and just the works.
Well, your album, Ark, is out this week. It's the feature album on Triple J. We've been listening to it for the last couple of days. How are you guys celebrating?
We are going to get tattoos if everything goes to plan, but we'll see if anyone chickens out.
Is there anyone in the band Tattoo Virgins?
We all are.
Wow. So this is it.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
Are you going to get everything tattoos?
Maybe something like that. I don't know. Yeah, we're still discussing it.
Well, how about coming to Australia? That must be on the cards as well.
It is. It's on the cards, but I don't know when it's going to be, but we're definitely looking at it very seriously right now. We're going to try and make it there as soon as we can.
Nice. How does the live show go? Because this album, it seems to have so much stuff going on. Like musically and with instruments. Is it just a crazy mess of instrument swapping and running all over the stage?
We try to keep it as live as we can, but we've got a guy in to play keyboards now, so I can run around more. I kind of got a bit sick of standing there being static while we were playing all this energetic music, and I just wanted to run around. So we've got a fifth member in when we're playing live now, and he plays the keys, so I can be an idiot at the front.
That's fine. I guess a keytar was never an option.
It was an option, but it was vetoed by our drummer.
Great. Awesome. So after that very sensible decision, who have you got playing keys?
It's a guy called Pete, and he's very nice.
Is it true that he was the gentleman who was the keyboard tech for Peter Gabriel?
That's completely true. He still is, in fact. He works with Peter Gabriel quite a lot.
I read that, and I thought that there must be something about that, because there is, I think, a connection between your guys' music, I don't know, maybe it's just vocally, and Peter Gabriel's. Maybe it's just like the prog pop kind of idea.
Well, funnily enough, and that's actually true, this, the only thing we listened to when we made this record was one song, and it was by Peter Gabriel. About halfway through, we put it on really loudly when we were really drunk and listened to it.
Right. What song was it?
It had Kate Bush on it, and it goes, Don't give up. I don't know what it's called. It's great.
I believe it may be called Don't Give Up, and it's the duet that Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush did. That's great. That's such a good song.
Amazing.
Yeah, if people don't know this.
Yeah, we loved it.
That's great. I'll play a little clip of it right now just so people can get the vibe.
No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose. Don't give up, 'cause you
That is a little bit of Don't Give Up by Peter Gabriel with Kate Bush. You've got a song on your album called Duet. Did you ever think of reaching out to someone like Kate Bush or Peter Gabriel?
Yeah, we did. Originally, I wrote it as a duet. And then as time went on, I kind of thought it was weird to keep it as being called Duet and to be a duet, but to sing both parts was kind of a new way of doing it, really. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I think it works in a way, because other than the title, you wouldn't have known it was meant to be a duet. But when you got that in the back of your mind, you kind of approach it slightly differently, which I kind of like. Yeah.
Well, the album is a feature album. Hopefully we'll see you guys, you reckon, this year maybe in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to.
Very, very good. All right. Well, I'm going to be playing a tune. I'm going to play Undrowned now, as a matter of fact. A song that you said in the album intros you wrote way back when you were 17.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote most of the guitar part, the do-do-do-do-do-do stuff, and the melody that goes over it. Just after 9/11, actually, about a week after that. And then I rewrote the lyrics when we came to make this record.
So this wasn't still whilst playing in Cloaca?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I probably was in Cloaca. Yeah, I think I was.
All right, so this could be the last living remnants of the band you were in when you were 12, Cloaca.
All right.
That's great. All right, dude, well, hopefully we'll see you sometime this year. This is Undrowned by Everything off their album Ark. Thanks for chatting to us, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me very much.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.